The president of Keene State College, Ann Hewitt, says her focus in starting in the position last summer has been on listening, hearing what's on the minds of students, faculty and staff, business and community leaders, and public officials. Ann Hewitt joins me now to talk about some of what she's heard and what she hopes to bring to Keene State in the coming years. Welcome to All Things Considered.
Thank you for having me, Brady.
You have said that Keene State could lead the dialogue here on what public liberal arts college could look like. And we've heard the White House weigh in on that. We've heard the State House weigh in on that, businesses. Where do you come down? What should public liberal arts look like today?
Well, if you think of the way a road intersects and you view the liberal arts as one road and the professions and academic disciplines as the other, Keene State College sits solidly at that intersection, and that's the place where students learn teamwork, communication, critical thinking, the ability to write, and those are the skills that we need for the future. And that learning prepares students for professions that we haven't yet imagined.
There is that concern that some of these careers, those haven't been defined yet, or they're still emerging. But at the same time, there are businesses who are saying, we have these high-tech manufacturing facilities and we can't staff them. How do you balance those two sometimes competing needs?
Well, I think you have to approach both, and we do at Keene State College. So we work really closely with the business community in a two-way partnership. Not only do we hope that our students have an opportunity to bring theory to practice through internships, but we've been in dialogue with the businesses, particularly in the Monadnock region, talking about what skills they need. And they actually have influenced our curriculum, computer science being a recent example of some changes we made to meet a specific need. At the same time, those business leaders tell us they need the soft skills, the honing of the habits of the mind, which are those things that I mentioned earlier, communication, writing, thinking, teamwork, working in a globally interdependent world. That said, you can't predict the future. And so 30 years from now, who knows what our professional needs will be? We do know that it's projected that kids that graduate today are going to have 7 different careers. So there's no better way to prepare for that than that solid liberal arts foundation, and history has proved that over many, many years.
One of the other things that many New Hampshire students are graduating with, unfortunately, is a higher load of student debt than what a student in most other states would have. How do people in your position look at that issue of affordability and of student debt in a way that may start to reverse that trend?
So a couple of things that I think we're very mindful of. One is making sure that we're lean in our operations. And we know at our college, we spend more money on instruction than we do on any other activity. So investments in the right things. Clearly, direct aid to students is going to be important. Last year, we invested almost $12 million in direct student aid. I anticipate that trend will continue, particularly for New Hampshire students, and particularly those interested in studying in the STEM disciplines. Beyond that, I think we've got to work to right the ship around the balance between public support for education under the notion that public education is a public good. And it is the great equalizer. It is the thing that creates equality, and it is the thing that creates opportunity for students. And we need a balance between public support and private tuition. Fundraising, obviously, will be important to that. But you're right. Debt is high, and it's particularly high in New Hampshire. But even with our high debt, our public universities in our state are still 50% the cost of other institutions in the state of New Hampshire. So it's still a good value.
Ann Hewitt is president of Keene State College. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you, Brady.